Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and joining me this afternoon is Mary DeMar, the outreach coordinator with the Thompson Crisis Center. She's here to talk about their upcoming Take Back the Night Walk. Thank you for joining me today, Mary.
Hi.
All right. So, Mary, first off, could you tell us what the Thompson Crisis Center is and the type of work that you do?
Thompson Crisis Center is a place of safety for women and men as well who are suffering from family violence. They are welcome to bring their children with them. Men, of course, stay at an alternate location.
And what types of programs and services does the Thompson Crisis Center offer?
Okay, we have a variety of programs at the center to meet each individual's need. We have a 24-hour crisis line with trained staff providing assistance to those who need support in a crisis. We operate an emergency shelter floor for women and their children who are concerned for their safety. This includes a short-term stay with one-on-one counseling support groups and advocacy for women and men who have been abused. The children, youth, counselor runs parenting program. Child care is provided for individual counseling, group counseling, parenting support group. It is a safe place to share feelings or just simply have fun. Our counselors also provide life skill to assist clients with housing applications, job application, finding schooling, budgeting, cooking, nutritional information, and participating in recreational activities. The children in the center are encouraged with doing schooling and attend classes while staying at the center. We have a staffed daycare center for clients to attend private counseling group sessions or for important appointments and meetings with other resources that are assisting.
How important is it to have the Thompson Crisis Center here in our community? How big of a need is it addressing here in Thompson?
It's a pretty big need as we do have a lot of turnover, like people coming and going. And even with the COVID, it seems to be even a bit worse. There's still lots of violence going on within homes, and I believe our homes should be a place of safety.
It's been talked about how COVID has exacerbated domestic violence since it began in March of 2020. Was that the case for you in your perspective as someone who works at the shelter?
I would believe to a certain degree, but family violence has been around for ages, and we just need to work together and learn to support each other.
Now, one of the ways that the community can support one another when it comes to family and domestic violence is the Take Back the Night Walk, which is coming up soon. So why don't you tell us what the Take Back the Night Walk is?
The Take Back the Night Walk is an international event that is organized in many local communities with the purpose of unifying everyone in bringing awareness of the violence in our street, in our homes, and around the world. This event is coming together of individuals in communities who are ready and willing to take a stand against violence in our homes and streets and our communities to make them safer.
And how long have we been doing the Take Back the Night Walk here in Thompson?
I've been involved in this for 9 years, and I believe it was going along quite a bit longer than before I came on board.
Yes, and what will be different about this year's walk, considering we're still in the midst of the pandemic?
Well, of course, we'll be having to social distance and keep an eye on things. And I believe it'll be probably smaller group, but I'm encouraging everyone to come out. It's a good time. We have treats like coffee, tea, or hot chocolate, plus a donut. So Take Back the Night is going to be held Wednesday, September 29th at 6 p.m. at Robin's Donut.
Where can people go for more information or if they have any questions about this event?
204-677-9668 is our line. And then we have a local crisis line. It's 778-7273.
Mary, was there anything else you'd like to talk about today pertaining to this year's Take Back the Night Walk or the Thompson Crisis Center in general?
Well, we missed the walk last year, and a lot of people had asked about it, but it was just too deep in COVID to attempt it. So the last thing I just want to leave you with is to remember peace begins at home.
Thank you again, Mary, for taking the time to chat with us today about this year's Take Back the Night Walk. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Nice talking with you.
That was Mary DeMar with the Thompson Crisis Center. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.